Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Bikes, jewelry, pens, pencils, diapers, music, movies, toiletries, computers, tablets, even paper towels and spray starch. Those are just a few things you can find by shopping Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. You're gonna shop there anyway, so help us out by shopping through our portal at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or clicking the special Amazon offer banners on our website. Amazon, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show. And now, an all-new show for your listening pleasure.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
This is just a fabulous evening. This is just so fabulous. It's a Wednesday night. I'm just so happy to be here. Mama Club invited to the Fat Guy Radio Show. This is just fabulous. Oh, just so fabulous. DJ, you look so nice today.
Oh, thank you. I try.
That's just fabulous. I'm just so happy. And they got a producer over there. He's a little bitty little bag boy that had wings and poops that are bigger than you. I'm just so happy to be here. This is so wonderful. How are you today, Mr. Producer?
I'm doing very well.
Oh, my, this is great. I got a question for you, though. Where is your host, Corey Blaze? That's the man I'm looking for. He's just wonderful, just fabulous, just fabulous. Where is he?
He's out eating a bowl of chicken right now.
He's having chicken. Oh, I need some chicken. Hold, Mama, you got the chicken?
I ain't got no chicken in this place. I'm in the bathroom right now, Kevin.
Mama, you gonna bring me some chicken. Bring me some chick. Oh, this just wonderful. This radio show. This just so nice. This just so. Oh, my. How you just go sit here and just blow your ass out like that? That's just not right. That is just not
right. Hey, I heard Corey does that all the time.
Oh, well, this is his show, so he can do this all the time. And it's almost like I can't do this character without going like this with my hands. This is just so wonderful. Just so fabulous. There's just so much going on in here. All these little gidgety gadgets and whoop-a-doopas, dang. Look at all this. This buttons and stuff. What does this do? Look at that. I don't even know what that is. That's just so. Oh, that's the cartoons. We used to watch those. Sherman, they got the cartoons in here. They got the cartoons.
Why don't you shut the hell up? All that yelling to do the radio show.
Mama, I'm on the radio. Oh, this just wonderful. I'm just so happy to be here. Now, I was talking before the show and I said, you know what? Since I ain't got the time to come in here and do this show. I said I was gonna bring y'all a list. Can I do a list of y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, this is just wonderful. Just you look so lovely. You know you look lovely tonight, right?
Oh, thank you.
If Mr. Clump wasn't downstairs, this is just wonderful. Just wonderful. Mama, you should see this in here. It's wonderful.
Shut the hell up! I ain't coming in there, Mama.
Oh, she just don't know how to act when she on there. Oh, my goodness. Hercules, I'm sitting here looking at this thing called the Twitter. What is this? The Twitter? The thing with the little bluebird? What is this called?
The Twitter.
There's somebody on there. Her name is Kathy or something. Oh, this is wonderful. It's just flicking thingies and flicking stuff everywhere. This is just so fabulous. This is for Hercules. Yes, baby, Hercules. Now, you know one thing, if I can get serious for a moment.
Okay, go ahead.
One thing the Clumps love to do is we love to eat out of vending machines.
What?
Yes, vending machines.
What kind of vending machines do you guys like?
I think she's choking on some chicken.
I had a little frog in my throat. I'm so sorry. You know, we went by Stacy's barbecue earlier today, and we had about 17 pounds of frog legs. We had about 2.5 pounds of collard greens. We had about 3.5. I don't know. We had just so much food and stuff like that. Oh, it was just so wonderful. Just so we ate till our hearts content. You know what happened to Stacy's after we was done, right?
They closed.
They closed down. They ain't open no more. I don't understand.
Y'all done ate them out of house and
Mama,
home.
Mama, do you have any more of them frog legs in there, Mama? Yeah.
Shut the hell up.
Okay, Mama said we all out of frog legs. I was going to have to bring some in there. But when we don't, we go to the vending machines. And you know, they got some really great, fabulous, big, huge, brand new vending machines all over this country. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
They got a vending machine. I'm going to bring y'all 10 new vending machines that they didn't put out all over the world. It's just so lovely. It's just when we get together and we get the family together, you know, and Sherman is there and his brother and my husband, you know, he ain't here now, Sherman. You know, he not here right now, but he'll be here a little later. They got a salad vending machine.
A salad vending machine.
Girl, a salad vending machine. I'm telling you right now, a salad vending machine. That is a machine that spit out salads. That's not right. That's of the devil. That's just not right.
First of all, who eats salad?
I don't even know what salads is, but they got these things called farmers, and these farmers come around and they pull up stuff. They pull up weeds and dirt and roots and vegetables, and they put it in these machines, and they put it out there in salad. And I don't know what it is, salad. I don't even never heard of that. How do you cook salad?
I don't know.
Now, another vending machine that they came up with, this one might be particular to you, Mr. Producer Man, because you're a little bit of a little guy. This is a crack pipe vending machine.
Skin that, they got a crack pipe
vending
machine.
I'm telling you right now, the first ever crack pipe vending machine debuted in Canada. They're Canadian. It's right here on the internet. I got it right here on the internet. You are not going to sit at this table and just fart off like that. This is the right, just, it's crack pipe internet all right here on the internet. You know they say they can't put nothing that ain't true on the internet.
That's true.
You know where I read that?
On the internet?
The internet. Yes, oh baby, that's just so fabulous. I'm so proud. Mama, they so smart in here. They so smart.
Shut your eyes up.
Mama. Mama. They just so smart and it's so wonderful.
Shut your ass.
What? How would you say something like that to? I am your elder. I am your elder. How would you say something like that? I heard that. Look at you. You done made mama upset.
I think that was your mama who said it.
You done made mama upset. Look at me. I'm upset. I'm tarnished. I'm all messed up inside. I have to calm down.
You see the salad from that vending machine.
I ain't getting no salad from that vending machine, but the other vending machine that I know you's going to like this is the Amazon Kindle vending machine.
Okay.
Yeah, Amazon
is the whole damn machine.
Amazon is reportedly experimenting with automatic Kindle kiosk vending machines at various locations throughout the United States. The machine sells everything from the $379 Kindle Fire HDX to the $20 Kindle Fire. That's just fabulous, ain't that? Nice. That's just wonderful.
They got a Kindle Fire for $20.
They got a Kindle Power Fast adapter. Is what I said.
Oh,
you ain't listening.
Oh, I thought
she, Kindle Fire.
Right? Because I was like, shoot, let me hit up Amazon. I'm about to get me a Kindle right now.
Oh, that's what this twatter just said. This twatter machine here in front of me just said, don't respect Mama Clump. That is right, hon. That is absolutely right.
Don't respect Mama Clump.
Don't disrespect Mama.
Disrespect
I'm just so flustered.
Hell
you told
her.
Me to shut the hell up. I'm just so flustered. I don't even know how I'm going to be able to. Mama, I don't know how I'm going to be able to get through
shut
this.
Shut your ass up.
That is not my mama's voice. That is not my mama's voice. You just picking on me for no reason. That is not my mama. That is not my mama's voice. How dare you sit here and desecrate my mama with your horrible impersonation?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I knew that was you just because I had my back turned. I knew that was you. Mama, they in here picking on you. That is not. See, that was you again. I know that was you.
I ain't saying nothing.
I come here to have a lovely evening with y'all to sit down and do this radio show, and you ain't done nothing but mess with me.
All right, fat lady. Let's see what other vending machines they got.
Fat lady. Fat lady.
Well, I can't tell you got them big old boobies on.
Fat lady. I don't have no big old boobs. I don't have no big old boobs. How dare you? I did not come here to sit in here for this.
She's gonna step out of the bathtub and gonna think, oh Lord, I'm having a heart attack. You're gonna be stepping on her boobs.
That happened one time. And I told you that in secrecy, and you just sit up here and told all the people across the world that I stepped on my boob. I didn't know it was my boob. I thought it was a towel or something. You know they're hairy.
I apologize.
Hairy boobs. Hairy boobs.
That's a lot of hair.
This is not what I come here for. I came here to do a nice, lovely, fun radio show with y'all. Y'all just go pick on me like I'm Mama Clump. I'm Mama. How dare you?
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
So we got
like
three. We got three vending machines.
I had 10, but it's the thing on the clock on the wall said we ain't got time to get to the rest of them.
Well, what is your favorite vending machine out of all?
My favorite vending machine.
Yeah.
The one that I really love.
Yes.
The burrito vending machine.
What?
I know. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
That's insane.
That one there is clearly from baby Jesus himself. Yes. Oh, Sherman, Sherman, Sherman.
That guy radio show.
As I've grown older, each year I've dropped holidays from my calendar that I don't think apply anymore. And this year I'm proud to say that I dropped Valentine's Day. Let's get it, clear things up. I'm not saying we shouldn't have a holiday of love. Just not in February. It doesn't belong there. It does not belong there. And if you ladies want this holiday, because it's your holiday, we're not going to even argue about that, are we? It's February. The holiday doesn't belong in February. It's 6 weeks after Christmas. Really? Are you kidding me? Didn't I just buy you a splendid pile of shit? I spent months putting it together. You said it was the most wonderful Christmas of your life. And now, 6 weeks later, you have the balls to come to me and say, it wasn't enough. Happy Valentine's Day.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. Counting down the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Yeah!
Opposites.
I don't even know the word for that. Janet Jackson, ladies and gentlemen, coming at you. Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 different countries with over 500,000 downloads all over the world with the best listeners in the world. And I'm talking about you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Yeah.
We like this show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show. And make sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. has the perfect gift for Valentine's Day. What better way to say Happy Valentine's Day than with the Amazon Valentine's Day device sale? Get the Fire Tablet, Amazon's best-selling tablet of all time, featuring a quad-core processor, rear and front-facing cameras, and up to 7 hours of battery life for $10 off when you shop through the Amazon portal. Or say I love you to the kids with the Kids Edition Fire Tablet. Through our show's portal, you'll get $20 off. Or get a device for yourself, the Kindle, Kindle for Kids, Kindle Voyage, and the Kindle Paperweight, all $20 off when you shop through the special banner on our website. And if you want it or need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or by using the official show app by tapping the Amazon icon. Amazon, so easy they put a smile on the box. Amazon, the number one way we power this show. And welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Fat Guy Radio Show. I am indeed excited to be here.
I'm glad that you finally got here.
Yes.
And kicked out Mama Clump.
I ran into her. She ran out of here screaming and crying. I don't know what the heck was going on,
man,
but she was screaming and crying.
She was in here hooper and hollering, talking about burrito vending machines.
What did y'all do to her?
We got on her, fat bud, about smoking crack pipe out of the crack pipe vending machines in Canada.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever y'all did, y'all pretty much upset Mama Clump. There's no way she's going
to
come back.
I think at one point, Limp told her to shut her fat ass up.
Why would you say that to Mama Clump?
I didn't say nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you sure? I was trying. I was rushing to get here, and I was a little late getting here, so Mama Clump had to come by a little bit. So hello to everybody on our Twitter. Lady K is chiming in. Twitter might be a little quiet tonight because we are on a special Wednesday night, and there's only one person that's at fault, and that's me.
Oh, no.
Yep. I screwed up my GCU work schedule with the taping of the show schedule. So I'm going to give you the heads up now for everybody that's listening that the whole month of February, you're going to see some augmented days. We will not be on Thursday night anytime during the rest of the month of February and the first week of March. But follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we will make sure that we communicate with you what those days will be. So I think next week, I'm sorry, Lady K, we have to do it. Next week, it's a Friday night show.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I know Lady K doesn't like that because that's more than 7 days from the time that we're here now to the time that we are, you know, going to be back on the air. So,
yes. Yeah.
But anyway, so we are very happy to be here. And DT, how are you feeling? You were half the man you used to be last week. What's going on now, buddy? Are you back in the land of the living?
Yes, I am no longer sick. I kicked it like a bad habit. Shout out to Halo 6.
Yeah, Halo 6. I don't know, I just hit that because you said Halo 6.
Well, yeah, because I kicked it like a bad habit.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Yeah, see, shameless plugs.
Not shameless on the show when they're paying us to say it.
Well, I mean, that's true.
That's very true.
Unshameless plug.
Unshameless, but you're feeling better.
Yes, I feel a lot.
What was it last week? Do you know what it was?
My roommates have been like sick for like the past couple of weeks, and I haven't.
Yeah.
But then again, I haven't given myself a chance to like fully rest. Right. So like I've pretty much been on like overdrive, just drinking energy drinks and getting 3 hours of sleep a night and just working and then getting home late at night. So I wasn't actually in my house, so I'd never really slept.
Yeah.
And my body just caught up with me and was like, oh, you know what? You need to sleep, mother effer.
You do need to sleep. Well, I want to hear all about your sleeping, but we have a special guest joining us on the phone right now that was kind of unannounced. But ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the Corey Blaze horrible Verizon phone line is a past co-host of Fat Guy Radio Show, one Jake Woods. Jake, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man?
You just called. You sent me a text message and you said, hey, can I call into the show? And I said, sure. What's up?
Yeah, man. I was watching. I'm at work and I'm bored and I wanted to, say hi to you lovely people.
Well, hello. Well,
hey.
Well, happy New Year's to you, Jake. We have not, we haven't had you on the show yet in 2017. So we're excited to hear from you. I had texted Jake. We were just alluding to this at the top of the show that, you know, we're on a Wednesday night. I had text Jake last night, or the first night I sent the text message to D-Tay and Philippius about the fact that we're going to have to move the show taping. But I text Jake to see, just in case you, D-Tay, weren't able to do it, I was going to, you know, give Jake an old, you know, snug and tug to come in and sit in on the show with me so that we could still have a live show this week. So, and Jake unfortunately could not make it, but I'm glad everybody was flexible enough to
be able to make, yeah.
Yeah, I'm hard at work, obviously, right now.
You are not hard at doing nothing. You are watching Fat Guy Radio Show on your work computer and off the Twitter right now, Jake. A Lady K says, what's up, Jake?
What's up, Lady K? What about Gail, though? What happened to her?
Oh.
I mean, you told me last time, but like I'm gonna bring it up every time now and just bring up bad blood.
I think Gail went full pag.
No, Gail. Gail did not. Listener Gail still supports the show. She is a silent supporter of the show. And I am in contact with her, not on a frequent basis, but I do hear from her. But she does not consume the shows anymore because she works from home. So she used to listen to the show on her 55-minute drive into her office, where she no longer has that. But she does still support the show through our sponsor links. We just don't know about it. And it's just not, you know, up in front of our face as much as it was before. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Jake, for bringing up a sore spot.
I just remember all the good times I had with Gail, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'd like touch her inner thigh.
No. Why would you never did any of that? What are you talking about? Now, you know what? By you saying that, this would be the one show she'd end up listening to.
I hope so. So she can remember those good times too.
You never had any good times with listener Gail. So why are you?
I'm thinking of DJ. Sorry about that.
I do. I understand. I make that mistake all the time myself, Jake.
it's so awkward doing the show over a phone and not being able to like do eye contact with anyone. You know?
Yeah, it's difficult.
Like, it's super weird, man.
Well, you're probably also getting the delay on Ustream.
Well, I'm not even watching because I was watching on my phone.
Oh, did you see Mama Clump? She was here at the opening of the show because I was running a little late.
See, I missed the very beginning and I started watching because I saw on Facebook that you were live streaming.
I just think we caught him in a lie, D-Day.
I think so, too. Yeah.
So were you or were you not watching, or did you just go in to see if we were live and then you're like, hey, let me shoehorn my funny, boring ass bits into the show. So let me call Corey on his personal cell phone and get in on this. Is that what you did, Jake?
Well, really what I wanted to do was I wanted to call in and say, you can send money to my P.O. box, P.O. box 865.
I'm sorry, the line, I don't know why, but the line dropped off somehow when it got to that. But well, don't worry, we'll post it up on our Facebook page, Jake. Not. Nobody is. So how did your show go? Me and D-Tay had all intentions to make it out to your last show that you played with whatever band you're in now. I saw that on social media that show was a pretty big success.
I'm in two bands though, but yeah, I played just two shows like back to back with both bands.
They're both okay.
I don't know what just happened to him. He must have taken a toke off of his Halo Sigs or something. I don't know. So the shows went well because you're bringing the show down because you have no content left to give.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just love you guys, and I want to call in. Now you're mean to me.
Oh, Jake, don't be sad. You know what? You know what you have to do when you were sad. When you were sad on the show, you know what our procedure was. Get those pants off.
Oh, they're already off.
There you go.
That's weird because I'm at work.
All right. Well, we love you too, and we're gonna go on with the show now. So now that you've been on the show,
enjoy the show. I'm sorry for bringing it down and being super awkward, but
you were not being super awkward. We love you, and I wouldn't have let you on the show if I thought you were gonna bring it down. It can be any worse than what I'm gonna do for the next 70 minutes.
That's absolutely correct.
All right, we got to get you in studio real soon because we miss your face.
All right, see you guys.
All right, bye-bye. All right, that was Jake Woods, ladies and gentlemen, old former co-host of the show. He wanted to be in, so I decided to let him call.
That was pretty awkward.
It was pretty awkward, and that's what Jake does. Now the show is just like...
I was like...
We had this big opening and then...
I know. Boner kill. Show killer. Show killer. Show killer. No, I'm kidding. So you're feeling better.
Yes, I am.
We'll edit out the last 10 minutes. No, I'm kidding.
But yeah, no, I feel amazing now.
I'm glad you're feeling better. Well,
physically, I feel amazing.
Okay.
Physically
you're feeling.
Mentally?
Yeah. Physically, I feel amazing.
Okay. Well, before we get into that, I don't want to ruin the high that I'm on right now because I'm feeling really good about life. Now, physically, mentally, I'm great. I'm great mentally. Physically, I'm still getting there. You're physically better, but not mentally better. I'm mentally better, but not physically better.
Because
I'm
meant for each other.
Because we really are. I mean, you're yin, I'm yang, and I'm one of yang, you're yin. Lip, you like that one, didn't
you? Yeah, but my name is D-Tay, not yang.
Yeah, but you have a yang.
And he has a yang.
Lady K said Jake did good. We tripping.
Lady K, don't stick up for him because y'all both white.
Wow.
I still
love you. You're gonna be the cream of my coffee, but don't stick up for him. You know he was horrible.
If we had the Skype line set up, we'd have Lady K on the show right now. Oh, watch it now.
Watch yourself.
I don't know. I always go to the white jokes with Jake.
I know. Because that's the whole thing. That's the whole bit with Jake. But anyway, I'm feeling better mentally because I'm really excited because of the two great things that are happening to two of my boys here in the studio. And it has me really geeked. I'm not going to lie. I'm geeked. I'm geeked about this, son. I'm geeked.
What is he geeked about, bro?
I don't know.
What's going on with
it's
you?
It's like a new game release or something.
Where I found a piece of candy in the bottom of my pocket.
Also got a new cupcake. It's a bad mama jamma.
No.
You bite into it.
No, I'm geeked because, number one.
What?
Philippius.
Yes.
My best friend.
That's me.
Is his wife, his lovely wife.
Mm-hmm.
Got a new job.
Yes.
And the job, of all places, is, I'm trying to get to the drum roll here because this definitely deserves a timpani. The job, of all places, is located up in my neighborhood, meaning Philippius and his family are going to be moving up to the right side of town.
Ooh.
Now, I don't think we've... Ba, 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 ba. I don't think I don't think we've ever established the fact that Philippius.
Let me explain why I just did that fart noise.
Yes, why?
I don't know why, but my daughter loves those noises.
Oh, here we go with the little, yeah, she's
kick you.
Oh, she loves the little fart noises. Is that what she does? And you just do that.
Did she blow little like spit bubbles trying to imitate
she's
you?
She's trying to. She's trying to. She puts her tongue out. She's like,
oh.
I'm going to record all that and I'm just going to put it on loop.
Is that why the sound machine has been missing from the show until you get here? Because you're taking it to play sound effects for your daughter?
Yes. That's exactly right.
Oh. I haven't come up with a little name for that little jalapeno baby.
He's made it. Jalapeno.
I'm going to come up with something. And then I haven't come up with the name for the wife either because I just started liking her. because I can't give her princess something because we've utilized that.
Don't remind me.
I know. And then I can't give her lady something because we have someone who has the moniker of lady.
And then you can't give her pixie.
I can't give her pixie because we have someone who has the moniker of pixie. What?
Duchess.
That's too many syllables. It's got to be something easy. Because first came to mind, and we're just all over the place. What first came to mind was Lady Lip. Okay. And I'm thinking we can't come up with Lady Lip because we already have Lady K. We have Lady T. We have Lady, which is Little D's wife.
Okay.
And I don't even know what wife's name. What the hell is your wife's name?
Amanda.
I got it.
That's probably why, because she has such a normal name.
I got it.
What is it?
We can't do princess, but she could be Queen Lip.
Queen Lip. She's not old enough to be queen. She's only like, what, Lip? 16, 17?
Yes, yeah. But she rules this fool's life with an iron fist.
I got it. No, I got it.
Okay.
She does rule his life with an iron fist, because he has no pimp hand. Mistress Lip.
Mistress Lip.
With a cat of nine tails.
Little dominatrix, you.
She just comes in there.
I see you, Lip.
Uh-huh.
It's 50 Shades of Lip.
You gonna get my food ready by the time I get home. You gonna move all this stuff when we move up next to your fat chocolate radio talking friend. You gonna carry this baby when I'm tired of carrying her. I am not gonna lift a finger, but I am Princess Lip.
Mistress Lip.
Oh. Lady K says Madam Lip.
Madam Lip. Ooh. That's even sexier.
It is sexier.
Oh, my.
Lip's going to stop by that store that's up the street from the studio here that has a boutique built around a castle. And somebody's going to buy some leather.
You know who looks good in leather?
Me?
Uma Thurman.
Who?
Kill Bill?
I didn't see that.
Oh. Uma Thurman is my old white lady crush.
Oh, so I'm really excited about the fact that Lip is moving up into my neck of the woods. He will literally be, I would guesstimate, no more than 7 to 10 minutes away from
From Casa de Blaze?
From Casa de Blaze. Now, Lip has, he hasn't moved, lived far away, but over the last couple of years, you have been two cities away.
Yes.
And prior to when we started the show, he was only, I would say, probably 20 minutes away.
At top, yeah.
At top. So now he is going to be 7 to 10 minutes away, and then I can take that little jalapeno baby and just love the hell out of her.
Oh, snaz. Don't drown her in your fat, though.
I won't. Liv won't let me hold her anymore since I dropped her the first time. She bounced. She bounced. She was okay.
Yeah. Well, that's what they tend to do.
Like
those Mexican jumping beans, you know, they just all over the place.
Oh, my God. I totally have to love that little jumping bean. We got Mistress Lip and the Jumping Bean. So I'm really excited about that. And then D-Tay is also moving up to the north side of town temporarily, but he's moving up to the north side of town in very, very extremely close proximates to me. literally less than a mile, within feet.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that on the other side of this break before we get into D-Tay's medical meltdown here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Are you ready for summer? Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target is, and they are ready to get you prepared for summer. Target is offering 15% off clothing, shoes, and accessories with promo code STYLE. This promo code is only valid from February 17th and 18th. So take advantage of it through fatguyradioshow.com/target. That's February 17th and 18th. Use promo code STYLE during checkout when you shop through the Target banner on our website. But if clothing isn't something that you are in the need for at the moment, save up to 30% on bedding, bath, home decor, housewares, and dining and entertainment, as well as 30% off furniture. The summer means the kiddies will be out of school and in your hair. So through our Target link, you can buy two, get one free movies, books, and toys. These savings and much more at fatguyradioshow.com/target. Expect more, pay less. And back to the show. When we left you first, we were coming up with names, and Jake chimed in. He says we should just call her Teeth since he's Lip. So Teeth and Lip were coming to dinner tonight.
I think that's a good one.
That's a good one.
And then the baby could be Tongue. Bring old baby Tongue all over here.
Yo, let me hold that tongue for you there, Lip Teeth.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not. We can't call her Tongue because she's a little Mexican baby. It's Lengua.
Yeah, so bring a little Lengua over. And
Lenguita.
Give me
a little Lenguita.
Lenguita, get in here. Oh, shut the hair like that part. Oh, Mama Clump is still here. That is the worst Mama Clump impersonation.
Shut your ass.
All right. So anyway, so Lip is moving up to my neck of the woods, and I'm going to do everything I can to get him as close to my backyard as possible because I want to, I don't have many friends. I want to be more intricately involved in his life and be there for when his marriage inevitably fails. I want to be there to catch the falling fruit.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And help her sue him for everything he's worth. No, I'm kidding, Lip. Now you can't play this episode for Mistress Lip. But then Mocha is even closer.
Yes.
Mocha, would you like to do the honors? Because this is all things that have been in the works for quite some time. And it's not a secret anymore.
No.
But if you thought Fat Guy Radio Show, we were close before, get a load of this.
So, I... Oh, that
was a short one.
Yeah, that one wasn't long.
I'm sorry. You want? I should know you were used to things being long. This is a great. I love coming here every Wednesday.
X, yeah. Same here.
I know.
I think we have more energy on Wednesday.
You do have a little bit more energy on Wednesday because you got the funny joke line in there with your mama clump.
Shut the hell up. Shut your ass up.
We can't even use that as a title, but that's funny. All right. So, Dite, what is the big news before we get into your mental meltdown?
All right. So, I will be a resident of Casa de Blaze.
Casa de Blaze! Now, this was not... Shut up. This was not an easy undertaking.
No, it wasn't.
It was not an easy undertaking because...
There's a lot of moving parts for this one.
There is a little person...
Mm-hmm. Not so little no more.
That ain't so little no more. That's hairy and opinionated. That was somewhat affected by this, and some negotiations had to take place.
I feel horrible.
And you shouldn't feel horrible because, yes, you are moving in with me. Number one, we'll establish the fact that it is temporary.
Yes, it is.
Number two,
you have one.
Lady K is jealous on the Twitter. Lady K, you can come stay too. Why not? We'll just have a big old huge family menage a trois. We'll throw in a lip and teeth and a baby jalapeno in there. And spice it up a little bit. And number two, whose idea was it?
It wasn't mine.
It was not Dite's idea. It was my idea. Now, I don't know how much detail you want to go into.
You can.
I don't have Dite.
Pull the curtain back.
Dite's current lease is expiring where he lives now. And he's roommating now.
Yes.
And he came to me and he says, you know, off air, we had this conversation. He says, hey, I'm going to, you know, get my own place. You know, it's that time. I'm ready. It's not the first time you had your own place before.
Yeah.
I want to get my own place and everything like that. And then my mind immediately went back to when I got my first place and how easy it was to transition into my own place by having a little bit of a cushion room to stockpile some money. So I made that offer to Dite. I said, excuse me, instead of, you know, going right from one lease into another lease, why don't you take a 2-month respite, come crash out at Casa La Blaze free of charge, stockpile your money so when you do move into your new apartment or your new house or whatever it's going to be, you've got a little bit of a cushion. Because moving in Arizona, in Phoenix, the fees can be astronomical.
Yeah.
The deposits can be astronomical. And you can have, that is a burrito coming up, Lady K. And you have, with that cushion, you have giving yourself a little bit more time to find the right place.
Yep.
Because when you're going from one lease to another lease, you're under a time constraint. You may not make the right decisions and you may fall for just a prey. And then for the predatory attempts of these leasing offices. And then, you know, a month or two down the line, you realize you made a big mistake.
Yeah.
And so because I have experienced that, I decided to extend this offer to Dite, and he took some time to consider it.
Yeah,
he did not jump on it at first, which was shocking to me.
I think I took like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, because who would want, you know, I'm Corey Blaze.
Yeah.
Who? Free? and a palace, according to you, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when we talked about it?
Yes. Yeah, I'm like super excited because I'm like, man, now I'm going to be like, you're going to see the food pictures and whatnot with my face next to it. I'll be like, yeah, I'm taking a picture with the food.
So I can eat that thing.
And here's the thing that no one really realizes is that now that I work from home, I thought of this earlier this week. I literally occupy maybe 10% of my house. Hmm. There's a lot of the house I don't go in.
Because it's so huge.
No, we're not getting to that. We're not getting there. But it's I literally occupy 10% of the house.
Yeah.
And that's it. Now that I have, you know, all of my permanent equipment, you know, with my job and everything, I can be a little bit more mobile. Mm-hmm. And it's been a little warmer. So the house is a little bit more comfortable because I don't turn the heat on. It's been Arctic.
You really don't.
I really don't turn the heat on in my house. But there is a heater. I have a standalone heater in my 10% space that I occupy. So I'm always comfortable. I don't need to heat the entire house. Why heat 100% of the house when I'm only occupying 10% of it?
True.
It only makes sense, right?
It does.
So I came up with this idea. It has not been without its challenges because the little guy was questioning, well, where is the stuff going to go? What is he going to do? Where is this going to go? Why is this going to go? Why is this? This is going to affect his summer plans.
Yeah.
I mean, little guy was rolling it out there and I had to do some negotiations. Now, I won't get into the negotiations, but I had to do some negotiations with him. And I said to myself, why am I negotiating with a 16-year-old? But I love him that much that I wanted to give him his say. He's a little itty bitty little adult. He's hairy and opinionated. Yes. So I want him to have as much say in Casa La Blaze because Casa La Blaze is his home too.
Yeah.
You know? But I do this often where I extend hospitality. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily needed. DT does it. He's not homeless. I've extended it to DT. I've extended it to Lip. I've extended it to I've extended it to a couple of friends of mine that, you know, if they ever get in a petition. And that's one of the reasons why I do have a house that's way bigger than what a single man needs is because I want to be able to be there to help someone out. So I'm really excited about this. So Lip, 7 to 10 minutes away, DT, 7 to 10 steps away.
Yep.
Yeah.
My world is amazing. I could not be happier. I'm so happy. I think I'm going to cry.
Don't cry.
My mama clump came out.
I don't want to drown.
No. But this is exciting news.
Yes.
I'm really excited, even though last week we totally missed DT's birthday.
Yeah.
And that was not by... burrito.
Oh, man.
Ooh, that was a frog leg coming back up. That was not by any fault of our own, Lip. He said nothing.
I don't ever say anything.
Why? Because... Are you at that age where birthdays just don't make happiness anymore?
No. I'm at the age where I don't feel compelled to, like, have people, like, I don't feel like I need to be the one to be like, oh, everybody, it's my birthday, come wish me happy birthday. Like, no. The people who
So you
care,
want people to come at you?
Like, if you wish me happy birthday, I will graciously accept and feel that much more appreciative of having you in my life because you knew it was my birthday without me having to go over the top. Like, I'm done with it.
I'm halfway with you on that because I don't want to promote is the word that we're looking for.
Yeah.
I don't want to promote my own birthday. I would expect people to automatically know and plan accordingly. I can't tell you if in the last 5 years I have received a birthday gift. I think Lady K sent me a birthday gift 1 year.
Okay.
And then I've had birthday gift offers that I had to refuse because they were through the show and I had to turn those down. But like my immediate family and friends, no, I don't feel like I feel you on the fact that I don't want to promote my own birthday. But if they do know it's my birthday, I love surprises. I don't like being scared, but I love surprises.
Same here. Like for my birthday, the actual day, which was Monday,
which was this past Monday. And I was aware of it. I had the alert set on my phone.
Yeah, you text me.
We just didn't prep for it last week. No. Because we like to try to make spotlight it a little bit on
and
the
you
show.
And you and Lip both text me on my birthday, happy birthday. And that right there is enough for me.
Like, I text you a picture of my balls, too.
But when I got home, my roommate, his fiance, my sister-in-law, baked me a cake.
A homemade cake?
Yeah.
A box cake or a scratch cake?
It was a box cake.
Oh, those are good, too.
But she asked me what my favorite cake was and, like, what kind of cake I wanted. I told her. Because I'm a simple guy.
You're very simple. I think I know this. I think I know this because we've had this conversation before. Is it white cake with chocolate frosting?
Close.
It's chocolate frosting with white cake.
No.
That's the same thing, Corey. It's chocolate cake with white frosting.
Chocolate frosting.
Chocolate frosting. Chocolate cake.
Yellow cake.
Yellow. I forgot the Chinese.
I love yellow cake with chocolate frosting. My mom used to make it for me. Every year for my birthday.
Yellow cake with chocolate. I knew it was something very simple.
Yeah, and like, honestly, like, I don't eat a lot of cake.
You don't.
But if you make yellow cake with chocolate frosting, I will eat that any day of the week.
What about yellow cake with chocolate frosting and filled with peaches?
I don't do baked fruits.
I know. He is against the baked fruits, y'all.
Hate it with a passion.
Baked fruits to him is like sin to a pastor. I mean, it it's just not right.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that because I will eat the hell out of some baked fruits.
I hate it. I hate fresh fruit.
So you like frosting or you like the whipped cream?
I like frosting. I'm not a whipped cream guy.
Well, there's different types of frosting. There's just your sugar-based frostings, and then there's your buttercream frostings, and then I'm really having a Food Network moment.
Yeah, whatever Betty Crocker has in the little
cup. That's all sugar-based frosting.
Yeah, the chocolate one.
Okay. The sweet one.
That's what I go with. Okay. The one that gives you diabetes.
Oh, diabetes. You want the one that give you the sugars.
Yeah.
You want the one that give you the sugars.
I want the sugars and the itis.
Yeah. Sugars and the itis. So she had you a yellow. Okay, so the people that mattered said happy birthday to
you. I got one person. She was the first person to wish me happy birthday on my actual birthday.
I was really early. It wasn't me?
No. Oh? She wished me happy birthday like first thing in the morning.
Who was this? Oh, no. Please, wait. Like, don't tell me this is not who I think it is.
Who?
You go ahead and say it first, and then I'll tell you if it's the person.
She is my crush.
Oh, okay. No, it's not the person I was thinking.
We actually hung out. We've been hanging out a lot more. I was placed into the friend zone with her. And like,
oh,
and I haven't
deadly friend zone.
Yeah, I haven't told her how I felt.
You just did.
No, she doesn't watch the show.
I'm sure that this would probably be one of the clips that Lit will pull and put up on Instagram and tag you in it.
No, she didn't have me on Instagram, so it's all good.
Why are you afraid to? Okay, now
I don't know what this. It's been 2 years.
Screw the notes. I don't care what the notes are. This is way better.
It's been 2 years since I've known this girl.
2 years.
2 years, and like in the first month of us meeting each other, we hung out a lot. She even hung out with Pixie Scott and Scott.
That's the name. Oh, I was thinking of. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
No,
I was gonna bring up something else. I was saying. So she used to hang out with Pixie and Ryan Scott.
Yeah, we all hung out together, and Ryan was all like, "D, like,
you need to Ryan smash that."
Yes, he's like, "You guys go so well together. Like, you should really try this." And I was like, "I think so too, but I'm gonna give it some time." So then, like,
you gave it 2 years.
No, this is around the time. Remember when I didn't have a car?
Oh yeah, broken.
So she was
driving.
We were hanging out, but she was driving us everywhere. Like she was the one coming to pick me up and drop me off at my house.
That's emasculating.
It was actually pretty relaxing. Like,
well, that's emasculating to me.
But
I don't want no one driving me around.
But around my birthday, I got my car, and as a thank you, I hit her up like, hey, we should go grab some dinner or something. Like, yeah. Just thank you for hanging out, and like I want to thank you. Like driving everywhere. Now that I have my car, I want to take you out.
Did you look at her and say, "I want to thank you for letting me
be myself
again"?
No, I didn't. I was texting her, but I did text her that.
You didn't text her that.
So I text her.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. Oh, that's just fabulous. Okay,
but sorry. So I text her, inviting her to dinner. Like I said, I would like to take you out, and she immediately says, "Look. You're a great guy. I have so much fun with you, but I'm not at that point where I'm looking for anything serious and I just see you as a friend. Right off the back. Right off the back.
But dude, you gotta honor that though.
I did. I didn't say anything. I texted her back. I was like, yeah, no, I feel the exact same way. Like, I was just trying to...
She was picking up on your vibes, though, bro, because I'm going to tell you right now, you got them good vibrations. There is no way that you can hide your feelings for said girl. I've seen you around past relationships,
yeah,
and you just emulate love and passion. So she clearly was picking that up. If she was 5% of a female, she could pick that up. I picked that up, and I'm not even 5% female.
So recently, we've been hanging out a lot more.
Again.
Like, yeah.
So did it slow down after she put the friend zone?
When she threw me into the friend zone, like, I literally, like, in the past 2 years, we only hung out because we work in the same place.
Similar.
Yeah, so we only hung out at work functions.
Okay.
And so then when my new coworker moved in from Boston, and he's been like the go-between. So like I use him as like an excuse to invite her to stuff. And so we've been hanging a lot more because of him. And then it kind of spawned off to where me and her were doing a lot more of one-on-one hanging out. But everyone can see it and feels it.
That's some good gameplay right there.
Yeah, and everyone feels it. Everyone feels it and sees it and is like, D, you need to go after it. You need to go after it. But I'm like still nervous. But from hearing what you said about like me emulating, like I feel like that maybe she should be picking it up. Maybe she is picking it up. And she still continued to like, she took a freaking trip with me to Flagstaff on Saturday.
Okay.
Just but us two. And I'm like, I want to say something so bad.
But you have, though.
But, like, at the same time, like, I know if I say, I drunk texted her one time.
Oh, no.
And I was like, look.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't that bad. I said, look, can I tell you something without, like, it ruining our friendship?
I want to tase you in the tease.
I was like, can I tell you something without it ruining our friendship? And she was like, sure. And I was like, honestly, I get that we're just friends, but I can't see myself having this much fun with anyone else but you.
Okay, stop right there. We got to take a break. We got to come back. We were supposed to do America F. Yeah, the second segment, but we might have to bench America F. Yeah. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show, where we're community building and heartbreak. Love it here at Fat Guy Radio Show. This is the reason why I come here. I come here every day. I love coming here every day. And I want
these words to make things. Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. But it's the wrongs that make the words come
to life. Who does he think? Hello from Halo. That's Halo 6, the premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. As D-Tay was telling the harrowing story of his long love, lost of love, regained love. If you saw, I was toking a little bit on my Triton Tank 2 system in Fat Guy Radio Show Blue. You can get yours too at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor and click on the Halo 6 banner, or it's right on the front page on the right hand side, midways down. There's a Halo 6 bottle right there with their monthly special deal. And in the middle of this Halo 6 commercial, I was here in the studio over the weekend and we were doing a little bit of purging, and I came across two Halo 6 t-shirts, and I want to give those away. DT, go to the large shot, if you will. I have two Halo 6 premium t-shirts. They're black. I'm holding up the t-shirts for those of you that are listening to the audio replay. Halo 6 t-shirts, they are size 2XL, and we have them here, and we want to give them away. Even if you aren't a e-cig or a smoker, and you would like to sport some Halo Cigs gear, tweet me, get at me on Facebook. I have two to give away, and I will give those two away. And if you want, I will make DT wear one around the studio for 5 minutes and then pack it up and send it to you so you'll get it with a little bit of DT sweat. Halo Cigs, electronic cigarettes and e-liquids. Make the switch today by clicking the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Halo Cigs, I am vaping, baby. Give it to me, DT.
Halo Cigs. I'm vaping, baby.
So if you would like one of those Halo Cig shirts, just get at me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, either one of those, and just say, hey, Corey, heard on the show, I want one of the shirts.
I have one. They are very comfortable.
They are not cheap shirts. You can tell cheap product shirts.
Oh, yeah,
shirts.
No, they're great shirts.
Like,
very comfortable.
Like, this shirt's a cheap shirt. I held up one of our old Fat Guy Radio Show shirts because I found that in the closet too. I think that shirt used to be on the wall, Lip, at one time. Is that the one that used to be up on the wall?
Might be.
Before we revamped
I have
studio?
I have one of those too.
You have one of those? Yeah, we're not giving that one. You have to keep that one.
Yeah.
We still wear them. I still have mine too. All right, so if you're just joining us live, Lady K, absolutely. Lady K, now we have only one shirt left, folks, because one is going to Lady K. All right, Lady K, you know how to send me your information, and I will have Lip drop that off at the PO box sometime this week.
Nice.
2XL, Lady K, coming to you. Lady K, do you want DT to wear that around for an hour or rub it on his... No, I'm kidding. So if you're just joining us on live stream, because it is Wednesday, and that's why we're probably without Mata Martha.
Probably.
Oh, Lady K wants the fat guy shirt. Lady K, we only have one left. I'm sorry. We're working on some more. We're working on some more. She tweets in mine. So if you're just joining us on the live stream, DT basically has the perfect girl served up to him on a platter, but then yet she gets up and walked off the platter, but then yet they're still in the same restaurant.
Yeah.
Sharing
buffer fries
and tantalizing gazes across their buffer fries, and DT put it out there, and then she backed it. She, you know, didn't even take a breath. She came up, pitch hit it, knocked it right out the park, said pump your brakes, bro.
See, but I didn't really put it out there.
Well, you can't, you emulate your desires,
I guess, but I didn't put it out there.
It's your astrological sign. Your astrological sign emulates its passions. It's not anything you can hide. She knows how you feel, whether you've said it to her or not. And if she hasn't acted on it, brother, she hasn't acted on it by design.
Maybe. You're right. You're probably right.
You may be slipping into the level of where I go to all the time. I'm there right now with the lesbian. Where they sometimes in the wild kingdom, the prey enjoys being the prey. And I experience that sometimes with my lesbian. My lesbian loves that she is the prey and is being hunted. And that's what she likes. She has no intentions on ever getting caught. She has no intentions on ever being devoured. She has no intentions on ever slowing down. She just likes the thrill of the chase.
Well, I mean,
I'm speaking from experience.
If this girl likes the thrill of the chase, I'm cool just chasing and never getting.
And you know what?
And that's fine.
But here's
we have a lot of fun, and
that's one of the good things about it. Not to cut you off, but they like to be the prey, and men are by nature the predator.
Yeah.
So. We're each getting what we want out of this, even though the end game is never what people would speculate would be the end game.
Yeah.
Where the predator would eventually catch the prey. Sometimes it's all about the game, baby. It's not about winning. It's about playing the game.
Yeah.
So I ain't hating on none of this.
Yeah.
Right, Lip?
Yep.
He's gone.
And I feel that. So I'm cool with that. I'm cool with just being in the friend zone. As long as we're having
fun.
Do
you want to catch the prey?
I kind of do, but.
But is this all because of the weekend you just had?
Well, no.
Because if you really wanted to catch the prey, I can tell you right now, you veered off the course several times over the last couple of years where you've had your attention diverted.
Wait, how so? Now I'm intrigued.
You have had other interests that have caught your eye.
Yeah.
That has taken you away from this particular prey. Not saying that you engaged it. I'm just saying that other things have caught your eye. So if you were really 100% passionate about this going forward, you would have never seen anything else.
Oh, but no, Key, because when I was placed in that position of in the friend zone, I was like, cool, I'm just going to play my position. And so I kept living life. Okay. Not saying that, like, I gave up on everything I felt. I was just like, okay, right now it's probably not the right time. Maybe, like she said, she wasn't in a position where she wanted to do anything like that.
Okay.
So I was like, cool, well, I'm just going to live life. And, you know, life happens when you stop, like, planning.
That is very true. When you take your hands off of it, things organically happen. And Lady K off the Twitter chimes in. She says she probably either knows or may have assumed, but either way, you, Dite, need to address the elephant in the room and say it.
I'm gonna say it with my tongue.
See, wrong head is thinking in this situation.
No.
You are too old for the wrong head to be thinking in this situation.
Honestly,
I need the one above your belt loop. I gotta talk to that one.
There have been so many opportunities for me to like just grab her and kiss her or like do like that whole, oh, I'm gonna profess my love, but I'm like, I'm too classy for that. Like, I've been letting just everything just happen. Like, everyone was like, when they found out what was happening this weekend, they were like, you need to tell her now. Tell her on that trip, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, if it feels right, I will. But the trip was so great that I was like, I don't want to ruin it by saying something that might.
And you can. And you can. And it probably would have been ruined.
Yeah.
Because it would have taken it to another level that if she didn't want it to go to that level, then she had no one else to turn to. You had no one else to turn to because you only had each other on that trip. So it could have been disastrous for you. But I'll say this as we're up on another heartbreak here. Sometimes, bro, the best things come to those who wait.
2 years because, waiting, bro.
Hey, dude, I've been there, bro. I have the one that got away. That was a 2-year investment before it even happened. And I kick myself to this day that I did not pull that trigger. There should be a Mrs. Blaze right now. And there's not because this was long time ago. But I'm telling you, best things come to those who wait because what you're doing right now, what you don't realize that you're doing, is that you're proving how great of a man you actually are.
I like that.
It's good to have friends in psychology.
I really needed to hear that too.
I know. All right, let's take a quick break. And on the other side of this break, ladies and gentlemen, it's Instagram follower post of the week. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store. Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Fat Guy Radio Show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
This just in, congratulations to the Atlanta Hawks for winning the big game, signed Steve Harvey. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Atlanta Hawks. Who's that?
It's a football team.
No, actually, it's a basketball team.
Oh, that makes the joke even worse.
No, that's what makes it. I thought you were going for that.
I was going for that. That was the whole thing, because Steve Harvey hilarious. Called out the wrong person.
Exactly. It's Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, one of those.
But the Hawks.
They both fly.
Yeah.
Atlanta Hawks for winning the big game. Almost said it.
Hooper say obey.
I see me. As a child, I remember my father and mother trading off reading me bedtime stories. As I got older and grew out of the bedtime story game, I would sit with my parents and read to them. I would have been blown away if one of the books I read, a story, had me as the star. Your child can get a book starring them at I See Me Personalized Children's Books. How much more would your child want to read if they knew the story they were reading had them as the hero? The excitement of being a child and living in a constant state of discovery is enhanced with these personalized children's books. Find a story for your child or a friend's child through the I See Me banner on fatguyradioshow.com. I See Me Personalized Children's Books. And welcome back to the show. Lady K off the Twitter says, boo Falcons. I was actually rooting for the underdog. I really didn't care. We were going to try to get to it on the show. We completely ran out of time. But if you want to hear my take on the commercials, you can read it, my review on the Fat Guy. Oh, I'm sorry, afterthelevels.com. And it's right there in the top trending feed. So with that being said, here I go on the search for the Instagram bed. Which one is it on, lip? Four.
That was five.
No, it's either four or three.
Find this? I can never, ever find this thing. All right. Here we go. Okay. Yeah. It's on five. You were right, Mocha.
No, Lip was right. Wrong. He said.
Oh, five. Lip. You were right. Okay. Yeah. I should know. You put it in there. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, is a segment that everybody loves so much. It is the Instagram follower post of the week. All right, this week's Instagram follower post of the week is Kara Hivarinen. I apologize if I'm butchering that. Kara Hivarinen at Phoenix Mom Blog, who posted a video of her oldest son who wanted to try out his new swim shorts, so he decided to take an Arizona polar plunge in the Anthem community pool. A few things about this vid: the sheer natural reaction to get out of the cold pool, the unbridled sounds of coldness Kara's son let out once he climbed out of the pool, and what I can only speculate as his younger brother driving home the coldness of the pool water by drawing more cold pool water into one of those pool guns and squirting his brother one more final time.
Wow.
Brother of the year. Thank you at Phoenix Mom Blog for this post. And we will reshare this post up on Fat Guy Radio Show's Instagram page as well. Instagram follower post of the week. All right. So do we have? Oh, okay. Lady K said off the Twitter, no, that's not what I meant, fat boy. I like the Falcons, you son of a bitch. I was correcting you and calling you. Oh, my bad. So Lady K likes the Falcons because I said Hawks.
Oh,
Lady K lost us for a second. She's back now.
Isn't she from Carolina? I thought she would be a Panthers fan.
Panthers were there Panthers on the field?
Last year.
And they got destroyed by Von Miller.
Yes.
Lady K said an endearing boo. And I thought she was saying Falcons boo. I'm an idiot.
She meant like it's the Falcon spell.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't picking up what she was putting down. I wasn't hearing her cluck, big chicken.
Mm. Now you're gonna get an onion.
She wasn't smelling what you weren't.
She wasn't what she was smelling doing. What I was dropping out my ass. You know what I'm saying?
I smelt it. That was horrible.
It was horrible. I think we have a little bit of time. I didn't get to my Verizon story, but if anybody is following me on Twitter,
oh man,
saw some tweets going back and forth between me and the useless, vapid-ass Verizon customer service Twitter account, where they love to tweet you back, oh, we're sorry. We hate that this is what you're experiencing. How can we help? And then when you reply, they have nothing to say. Wow. They didn't do that once. They did it twice. So I don't know if it's some little dumb intern that's running the Verizon customer service support Twitter, or if it's just an automated system that's doing it.
Probably automated
just to make us feel like they care. But when I'm on a phone conversation with Verizon for over an hour, and the guy on the other end representing Verizon is telling me that this is what supports Verizon, I don't care what supports Verizon. I'm the customer. I'm paying you an astronomical amount of money to provide me services.
Yeah.
And when you can't break down those services that I'm paying for, here was the bone of contention. I pay for my data plan and to be able to make phone calls.
Yep.
Then there is that's one fee. Then there is the iPhone fee that you have to pay to have the iPhone, because everybody's doing these new iPhone lease plans. So you have that. But in between the talk time and the data and text and the iPhone charge is another $20 fee. And what I was told is that $20 per line is so that my iPhone can connect to the Verizon tower to access the data. That's another fee. It's a connection charge.
Wow.
So my bill is $40 more a month so that my iPhone can connect to the Verizon services. That makes no sense to me. We spent an hour on the phone trying to get that solved. After I got off the phone with Verizon for an hour, my phone rings. And no, it wasn't Fred Rogers calling. My phone rings, and you won't believe who was on the other end.
Who?
CEO?
No. A collections company for AT&T.
What?
Your boy, Corey Blaze, the snobby son of a bitch that I am, is currently in collections with AT&T because Verizon has not paid off our old iPhones.
Wow.
So AT&T is hitting me up for $629. Verizon decided that, oh, we did give you your money. We're going to allocate the amount that you get for your buyout plan from AT&T to switch over to Verizon. We're going to give that to you at $12.50 a month over the next 24 months.
That's insane.
So they're not, what I was told when I switched from the guy that won't text me anymore, who I thought was my Verizon connection, he says, no, you are going to get a $650 Visa gift card to be used to apply to your remaining balance with AT&T. There was nothing ever mentioned that Verizon will give me that $650 to pay off my and AJ's phone at $12.50 a month.
That's insane. Wow.
So they're saying, oh, so Verizon said, oh, don't worry about it. You're going to get all this money back at $12.50 a month. I said, you got me tripping, boo. I ain't paying. AT&T is not going to accept $12.50 a month. Keep in mind, why am I in collections with AT&T? Because I switched in November. They want their money.
Yeah.
Where is their money? In Verizon's hands. Because Verizon has the phones. So that was another hour call. On the phone with them, talking to one lady, she did as much as she claimed she could do, and then I was transferred into another 20-minute hold for another guy that would not veer off of his script to save his life. Well, what was the phone? What kind of phone was it? What was the appraisal about? What was this? Okay, verify this. I need this. I need that. I'm like, dude, let me explain to you what's going on. Oh, I know what you're going to need. No, you don't know what I'm going to need. I literally told that guy, shut the hell up for a minute and listen to me. I understand that you are a droid. Yeah. I understand that you have your prepared script. But look it, you're going to have to do a little bit of customer service now, you jagaloon.
Jagaloon.
Dude would not veer from his script. I would start to ask a question. He would just jump into something else. I had nothing. So I ended up having to call AT&T, request another bill, because clearly the one that I sent to them, they said that isn't a bill. I said, the one that I sent you at the bottom says $629 due. I don't know how that's not a bill, but he said it's not a bill.
Wow.
And I'm not talking about one of Philippius' bills. I'm talking about a paper bill.
Yeah.
They put me through every possible
something that actually makes money.
Hope, loophole, red tape, bureaucratic BS. I will state it now. I will shout it from the mountaintop. If it wasn't for that bat cave of a place that I used to go to every day, I would not be in this predicament. That place continues to ruin my life. If it wasn't for that, I would still be an AT&T customer. I officially, on Fat Guy Radio Show, February 8th, 2017, year one, have fully, unequivocally regret the move to Verizon Wireless. I'm telling you now, folks, the BS you have to go through to switch, if you owe any remaining balances on your devices, don't switch. Stay with your carrier. It's not worth it. That 1% switch ain't worth it. The headache ain't worth it. It's not. The fights, the arguments. One department only does 50% of the process. Another department does the other 50% of the department. And those two departments don't communicate. I fully regret switching to Verizon. Unquestionable. Worst decision I have made. Thank you.
Ooh, is he done?
Shut your ass up.
Shut up, Lip. We got 2 minutes left of the show. I can't do the America F Yeah story, but hey, there was an America F Yeah story that we were going to feature tonight. A 6-year-old boy, Blake Work from Hudson, Florida. The full story will be up on After the Levels. It should be in the top scroll if the boys did it right. Go and read this amazing story of this little boy that was so upset that he had to clean up his room with all his toys. His mom said one thing to him. She says, there are some kids in this world that don't have as many toys as you do, and some have none at all. Well, his frustration with having to clean up his room turned into a heartwarming story of humanitarianism and love. Go read it. It's on After the Levels. It's the boy, 6-year-old Blake Work. He was going to be our featured America F Yeah story, but we just ran out of time and we didn't get to have the stuff that we wanted to get to. But I love that because that's when the shows are organic. So, all right, boys, you good?
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday. We will be back Friday next week. Woo!
It's a long time.
That's a very long time. Lady K said something off of the Twitter, and I'm trying to pad here because we got a few more seconds here. She said something about us not being here next week. All right, we're thank you guys. You guys just leave me hanging out here at the end of the show. All right, my apologies to Justin Bieber. He was too busy back there licking on Mama Clump. Today's show was brought to you by the Amazon Valentine's Day device sale. Get $10 to $20 off your next device. Shop now, shop often at fatguyradioshow.com/device. We love hearing from you. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises at P.O. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Interact with us on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Google+, and Tumblr. For our executive producer, Phil Olympius.
That's me.
And associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What it do, Martha Moo?
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone that skinny people.
Yes.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Mama Klopp, are you still here? You want to come in and do this ending? Mama Klopp. Oh, this fat. Oh, Corey, thank you. I'm so happy to do this. And, okay, everybody, you tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you what the hell the show is all about, because I don't know, simply reply, they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join these boys next week, y'all. I'm telling you, it's just a fabulous show. It's just so fabulous. Okay, Mama, that's enough. That's fabulous. I love it. It's just a fabulous show. Happy week, everybody, and happy hump day, and we'll see you at the top. Bye-bye!
Bye-bye, hello.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me put some mo-funk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes at fatguyradioshow.com/halocigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. fatguyradioshow.com/halocigs. That's all for now. Ta-ta.